We've talked about Tesla, which recently surpassed Ford and even General Motors in terms of market value. There are many who believe that valuation is undeserved, especially given that Tesla is losing money. But Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, believes Tesla can tell us a lot about the future of driving in America. He joins us from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
So Tesla stock is doing very well. It's grown 40% this year ahead of its highly anticipated Model 3 launch. But it sold as many cars in all of last year as GM sells in 3 days. So what are investors seeing here with Tesla?
Yeah, and one more statistic to drive home what some people see as the lunacy of Tesla stock valuation. Tesla lost $800 million, about $800 million last year. Ford made $11 billion. What exactly is going on? Well, here are a handful of theories. Theory number one is it's not about Tesla. It's really about Elon Musk. He's a genius. He'll figure something out. He's the next Steve Jobs. And you have a lot of investors thinking how great it would be to have thrown their Laden with Jobs in, say, 2002. The second theory is maybe it's not just about the car. It's about the battery. Tesla's Gigafactory in Nevada could be the world's premier manufacturer of lithium-ion batteries, which are used in everything from little phones to big spacecraft. And then theory number three is it's not about Tesla the company so much as it's about the market. There aren't any other surprising, interesting, big risk, big picture public companies in tech right now. So if you're an investor who wants to devote a bit of his or her fund or investments in a great story that could turn out to be the next Apple, Tesla might be number one on that list.
Well, and let's dissect the product a little bit and look at some of the things that make a Tesla a Tesla. Number one, they're electric. Is electric the future of cars, do we think, at this point?
It could very well be. Almost all of the major car companies right now are at least dabbling in electric. General Motors, Chevrolet, Volt, sales are up 40% so far this year. That is the best-selling non-Tesla car, as far as I can see. But right now, electric vehicles also benefit from massive government subsidies. For every electric car sold today, Washington kicks in several thousand dollars in a tax credit. Some states offer even more. And because these cars are really expensive now, that means that you essentially have a really regressive subsidy. That is to say, you essentially have governments paying really rich people thousands of dollars to buy cars that cost $100,000 or cars that cost a lot more than others. So yes, electric could very well be the future of this enormous market. But right now, it is relatively small, I think only about 1% of the market, and its growth is very subsidized by both federal and state governments.
Tesla also has a goal of making self-driving cars. Where do they stand, or what company is ahead in the race to build self-driving cars?
Yeah. I mean, every car company, again, is trying to build a self-driving car. Every car company is. Google is. Uber is. And so, once again, I want to pull back and say, as much as investors want Tesla to be the next Apple, and look, it could be. I can't see the future. But when Apple came out with a smartphone in 2007, there were a lot of companies and competitors like Microsoft that thought that the iPhone was a ridiculous product, that they completely dismissed it. But almost every major car company is trying to make self-driving cars and electric cars. There was a Navigant research paper earlier this year that declared the worldwide leader in self-driving tech is Ford, then followed by GM and companies like Daimler and Volkswagen. Those are car companies. So it's still plausible to think that the leaders in self-driving tech aren't the tech companies that we hear about, the Google and the Teslas, but that the leaders might be, Toyota and Ford themselves.
Now, you point out a third category that I think we should get into, which is the future of driving going to be private or shared? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so private is what we have now, right? Someone buys a car for themselves. They keep it in their own garage. They drive their own kids around in it. That's private owned cars. But it seems to me that if the future of cars is going to be self-driven, and we've seen that networks like Uber and Lyft can coordinate cars across an urban area, it's possible that the future of cars might be self-driven and publicly owned. That is, for example, urban residents paying for a municipal fleet of autonomous vehicles or paying a single corporation like Uber or Lyft to essentially operate a fleet of self-driving cars that they, if they want a car, they simply press a button and it drives right up to them. And they think to themselves, wait, why own a self-driving car when I can benefit from a network of self-driving cars that's already flowing around these streets? One can easily see how this sort of networked, publicly shared car system could be better for riders, for congestion, for cities, for the environment, certainly. But it will require the sort of coordination around cars and a shift in values among car owners that we just don't see right now.
So shared electric cars that are self-driving. It seems a bit of a long way off from the Jetsons model of the car of the future, but we'll have to see what plays out. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, thanks as always.
Thank you.